我也不会知道了。
Of course, I don't know.
那我就带他一颗一颗是摘了吃一下，摘了吃一下。
So we'll go around, we'll pick one, taste one, pick one, taste one.
这个不好吃的就丢了。
If it doesn't taste good, we'll throw it on the ground.
那突然之间碰到一颗好甜，很有水分的一个苹果。
Suddenly we see a tree that has the apples are very tasty.
一定会吆喝好多人过来，来，我们来摘这棵树上的苹果。
We'll call out many of our friends to come and we'll pick apples from this tree.
吃啊吃啊，你突然发现人在这棵树下面是一个享受。
And then under this tree, we are enjoying the apples.
摘了很一袋又一袋，不仅自己留的，也要给弟兄姐妹也多带一袋。
We'll pick.Bags and baskets of apples, not only for ourselves but also for our friends.
甚至回到家了，想到明年如果要去摘的话，一定就想到那棵园子里面的那棵树。
And even after we return home, we'll think, next year if we go apple picking, we'll think of that one tree and that one orchard.
一棵树会带给我们这么大的影响，更何况是一个人的生命。
One tree may give us such an impact.How much more a person's life?
当人能够从我们这个人身上碰见那个基督的时候，对人是一个长久永恒的影响。
When a person can sense Christ in us, that will be an impact that lasts forever in that person's life.
原来是这么遥远看不见的基督，今天人在这个基督徒旁边，他尝到，他也真正知道基督是何等的宝贵。
Before, perhaps Christ seems far away, we cannot see him. But today, in brothers and sisters, we can taste and truly see, truly understand Christ.
在这个诗篇里面，一开始，如果是英文的话，就让我们知道什么是福气。
In this psalm, if you look at the English, from the very beginning, you see what is blessed.
在中文你看不出来，中文只是看到不从恶人的计谋。
In the Chinese version, it's different. It just talks about not walking in the counsel of the wicked. In the
但是在英文里面，第一个字叫做 blessed.
But in the English, the first word is blessed.
但是在这一篇里面，最后一个字是叫做灭亡。
But the last word in this psalm is perish.
一开始的是讲到福祝福福气，另外一方面，这一篇一结束，告诉我们什么是灭亡。
In the beginning, we learn what is blessing, what is happiness. In the end, we learn what is it to perish.
是让我们看到在这一篇里面看到有两条路，一个是蒙福的道路，一个是灭亡的审判。
So we see two roads. One is a blessed way. The other is a way of judgment and destruction.
你我今生在地上生活，每一个决定，每一个存留，都是为了那个结局。
Each one of us in our lives, every decision is.According to these two ways,
今生的决定影响到永世的结局。
Our decisions of today's life will decide our eternal good or bad.
所以为什么摩西在生命记那时候带领以色列百姓准备进迦南地的时候，在那边千呼万唤。
So that's why when Moses led the Israelites into Canaan, in Deuteronomy, he rebuked and exhorted the people.
摩西在那里呼天唤地，希望盼望神的儿女拣选生命，拣选生命。
Moses pled with those people, hoping that they would choose the way of life.
这个关乎你我的生死祸福。
This is truly concerning our life or death, our blessing or our damnation.
绝对不是只有轻描淡写、蜻蜓点水就过了。
This is not a simple matter that we could just pass over.
神的每一句话都要告诉我们，在这里面，我们今生所有的决定都是关乎的永恒。
So God is telling us in this psalm that all our decisions, everything that happens, is about the eternal outcome.
所以盼望在借着这一篇，我们也能够看到神开我们的心眼，让我们知道在地上生活不要浑浑噩噩的就这样过去了。
So.May we, as we look at the song, may we have the revelation from the Lord not to live our lives just as we please or,
也能够开我们的心眼，看到有一条恩典的路在耶稣基督里面。
And that we can see that there is a way of grace in our Lord Jesus.
第一节、第二节。
The first and second verse.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢的人座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
什么是福？什么是福？
What is blessing, or what is it to be blessed?
这世界怎么教我们？
What does the world teach us?
考上重点学校，找到好工作。
To be accepted to an Ivy League institution to find a good job.
这个在找男女朋友，希望找到好伴侣。
To find a good boyfriend or girlfriend.
在做事的希望有一点发一点财。
Those in their careers to get rich.
这是世界教我们的福气。
This is what the world teaches us about being blessed.
不要笑，很多基督徒跟信主了很久，我们的想法跟世界是一样的。
Don't laugh. Actually, many Christians, even after believing for a long time, our thoughts are the same as the world.
但是在这里面，神第一次一开宗明义告诉我们什么是福气。
But from the very beginning, the Lord tells us what is it to be blessed.
是一个人真正能够在神面前站立得稳。不从恶人计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人座位。
To be blessed is for someone to be able to stand steadily in the Lord, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of mockers.
唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想。
His soul delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night.
在神面前，这条路是真实的路，是一个义人蒙福的道路。
This is a true road. This is the way of a righteous person who gains God's blessing.
恶人的计谋，罪人的道路，亵慢人座位。或许你可能在我们的生活当中，你不一定知道那个就是恶人，这个就是恶事。
In the counsel of the wicked, the way of sinners, the seat of mockers, perhaps in our lives we're not always so clear as to who are the sinners or who are the mockers.
我为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
道理知道。
We know it in our heads. We know it's the rebellion.
说谎不该说。
We know we shouldn't lie.
假账不该做。
We know we shouldn't make fake documents.
但是这些东西充斥在我们的生活当中，会发生的。
But these things will happen in our lives.
在工作当中，哎，老王啊，这个拜托一下，这个东西就不要报了吧。老板会说话，公司也不好看。
In our work, perhaps they tell us, you know, just don't report this. This will not look good for the boss or the company.
这个你会发现有很多人出外，在异地他乡，在那边做生意，跟妻子离开久了，那个小三的诱惑，那是真的。
For some people on a business trip, they're away from their wife for very long. That temptation of a mistress might be.
每一个人去的时候，就跟着老婆讲说：“绝对不会，绝对不会，别人会跌倒，我不会跌倒。”
Before they go, they may tell their wife, "Other people may fall, I will not, never."
但是当你到那个地方的时候，你发现谁不这样子干？
Well, but when you are in that place, you may think no one knows.
恶人的计谋。这些所有的一切的意念常常充斥在我们的周围，我们的生活。
The counsel of the wicked, these things often will pop up in our lives. We will face them.
不要讲远处了，讲近处。
We won't talk about something in the distance. Let's talk about something that we all face.
有没有人孩子准备今年上大学的？
Does anyone have a child preparing for college?
你会想说送去把孩子送到大学，我欢欢喜喜就把他送去吧。
Will you think I will gladly joyfully send them off to college?
我相信不会这么单纯了。一方面希望他能够去大学，另一方面有一个很大的担忧啊。
Actually, us parents we're not that simple. On the one hand, we are joyfully sending them off. On the other hand, we have many worries.
在大学中，毒品、试探这些诱惑摆在孩子面前。
In college, our children will face drugs and other temptations.
这些所有的一切的败坏与神抵挡的这些思想，常常就在充斥在我们周围。
Antichrist ideas, things from the world, they're all around us.
诗篇诗人在这边告诉我们，盼望我们能够从这个一切败坏恶中能够出来。
The psalmist here tells us, hopes that we will be able to stand apart from all this wickedness.
他要告诉我们这一条路不是神所喜悦的路。
He wants to tell us that this road of wickedness is not the way that pleases the Lord.
他要我们不从不站跟不坐。
He wants us not to walk, not to stand, nor to sit.
你知道所有的坏事都从这个意念开始的。
You know that all bad things come from our thoughts initially.
当这个恶人的计谋啊，这些东西啊，常常思想了久了，就产生我们的意念，渐渐的就带出了行为出来。
When we think often on the counsel of the wicked, this will produce thoughts, ideas, and then later actions.
我记得我大学了，这个我以前很久以前是不吸烟的，但是看到我同学都吸烟了。
I remember in college, I used to never smoke, and then I saw all my classmates smoking.
啊，这个在网这个在资料当中也看到吸烟对人的有什么害处啊？都讲过。
We know from information that's out there that smoking is bad for health.
当这些不好的意念常常深深的埋在我们里面的时候，这个意念就带出了一个行为，我也开始了。
But when these bad ideas continue to dwell in us, one day they will bring an action.
久而久之成了习惯，最后就成为你的性格。
Those actions will become habits, and then later habits will become part of your personality.
所以神多么盼望我们在这个社会当中，在这个世代当中，能够不从不站不做这些恶人、罪人、亵慢人的一切的一切的生活环境之中。
So the Lord really wishes that us in this wicked society, we will not stand, sit, or walk.In these ways.
是一个真正活出一个分别为圣的生活。
That we will truly live a life separate and holy.
是让我们能够真正的能够这个人受神话语的引导。
That we can truly, this person, be guided by the word of God.
受神话语的引导。
To be guided by the word of God.
今天即使在教会里面，你可以听到许多的丑闻。
Actually, in the church today, you can hear a lot of bad gossip.
我们都想敬虔跟随主。
We all want to follow after the Lord.
但是在我们里面又一个恶，想说再大一点，再多一点，再出名一点。
But all of us have this evil in us. We want to become more powerful, more famous, possess more things.
常常在我们心中就如同是一个交战一样。
So in our heart, it's like a battlefield.
我每次讲到这样子一类的讯息，弟兄姐妹下来之后一定会跟我讲一件事情。
When I talk messages like this one, brothers and sisters often find me afterward.
这个不战不从不做很好啦，可是你知道吗？人在江湖啊，身不由己啊。
To not walk or stand or sit, this is good in theory. But sometimes we're led into a situation we just can't help it.
别人欺诈，我不欺诈，我做不了生意啊。
If other people are deceitful and I'm not corrupt, then I can't do my business.
我通常也不会说什么，我只会说一句话。
I wouldn't discuss this too much, but I will say one word.
我们要深深知道，我们这个人不是卖给江湖的人，乃是归给基督的人。
We must know that we're not sold to this world, but we belong to Christ.
能够不活在这个罪恶的这个玷污当中，生活是能够分别出来归给神的。
We're not meant to live in the disgust, the filth of the world.But we're separated for the Lord.
在创世纪第十三章八到十三节那边有一段故事，我把它说在弟兄姐妹面前。
In Genesis chapter 13, there's a story that I'm going to share with brothers and sisters.
就是当那个亚伯兰跟罗德在一起久了之后
，After Abram and Lot were together for a very long time,
他们的所有一切的这个羊群啊也都多了。
Their livestock had grown.
第八节那边，创世纪十三章第八节那边就说了，亚伯兰就对着罗德说啊，你我是不可以相争的，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争的，因为我们是骨肉。
So in verse 8, Abram said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and me or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers.
亚伯兰就对着这个罗德说，这样子好吧，你放眼望去，你就离开吧，你看到哪里，你或向左或向右，你看到的地方都是你的。
So Abram told Lot to look around, to pick a land, look from the left to the right, whichever land you want, you can have it.
第十节那边你看到罗德做了一件事情，就是罗德看见约旦河的全平原直到加索都是滋润的，在那里那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以前，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地啊。
And then Lot did something in verse 10. Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
本来来到迦南是一件美事。
To come to Canaan is a blessed thing.
你看到当这个人的情欲在里面的时候，我们看见的眼睛所看见的成为我们的吸引。
But when lust works in men, then what they see becomes their sole focus.
从此之后，当罗德一看，他就开始搬迁了。
So after Lot looked, he started to move.
十二节，其中有这一段话值得我们深思。他讲到罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
So in verse 12, this is really something we should think about. Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom, moving towards Sodom.
渐渐挪移。
Gradually, he starts moving towards Sodom.
妥协一下有什么关系？妥协一下有什么关系？
It's okay to compromise. We'll compromise a little.
但是圣经在那边告诉我们，渐渐挪移，直到索多玛。
But the Bible tells us that Lot pitched his tents and moved towards Sodom gradually.
求神帮助我们，我们极需要神话语的引导，常常是主自己成为我们的指引，能够紧紧的跟随主。
May the Lord truly help us that His word can become our guide, that He alone can guide us.
神对着他的百姓也曾说过，你们是独居的民，不列在万民之中啊。
The Lord also told His people Israel that they are a nation chosen out of all nations.
因为我是你的神，你们是我的子民啊。
Because I am your God and you are my people.
所以罗马书第十二章那边也讲过一件事情，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So Romans 12 also tells us, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
这句话里面，你看英文都是被动式的。
This is actually in the passive voice here.
就是到里面我们这个在这里面看见有两个力量，一个是世界罪恶的力量，使我们抓着我们，使我们像世界；另外一个是从圣灵来的力量，抓住我们，使我们能够像神。
There is a power from the world compelling us to be conformed, but there is the power of God that is calling us to be transformed.
所以求神帮助我们，
不
要小看这个世界可怕的力量。
Don't look lightly on the power of this world.
不要让我们的心任凭己意。
Don't let your hearts just resist the Lord and be conformed to the world.
神让我们能够看到的第一个福气是能够在这个世界当中不沾染一切的罪污。
The Lord tells us that the first blessing is really to not be polluted by this world.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
中文翻得很好，那个唯把它那个味道翻出来了。
The Chinese translation is very good. It has the word solely.
讲到耶和华的律法是唯一的指引。
It talks about the law of the Lord being the sole guide.
除了神的话， 我们没有办法来到神自己的面前。
Without the law of the Lord, we cannot come before our Lord.
诗人在这边描述盼望神自己，神的话能够成为我们生活当中唯一的满足。
The psalmist is telling us that God's word should become our sole satisfaction.
谁的律法？
Whose law is this?
在这里面是讲到谁的律法？
Whose law is this here?
耶和华的律法。
This is the law of Jehovah our Lord.
是神的话。
This is the Lord's word.
你若好好真正的安静在神面前，看到这个 话语中的奇妙的时候，
If you quiet yourself before the Lord and see the amazing qualities of His Word,
你一定会看见这话中充满他一切的性情。
You will see that this Word is full of God's attributes.
他的圣洁，他的尊贵，他的公义，他的伟大和他的美丽。
His holiness, His righteousness, His greatness, His beauty.
你也会在他这个话语当中看见他是在我们身上是如何的满有恩典和慈爱。
And you could see what a merciful and loving, kind Lord He is.
我们需要认真的安静在主的脚前，遇见这位说话的神，以至于我们的心全然被他所夺。
We need to seriously come before the Lord, quiet ourselves before Him, and be totally taken over by His Word.
一个敬虔、一个有福的人，他唯喜爱耶和华的律法，因为神的话。是他的珍宝。
A truly pious person before the Lord will see that the law of the Lord is his treasure.
耶和华律法，神的话，是我们天上阿爸父的信，也是我们阿爸父的话。
The law of the Lord, God's word, is the word from our Abba Father.
我高中的时候很叛逆。
I was very rebellious as a high schooler.
我爸爸从小就告诉我们，他要送我们到美国去念书。
Ever since I was little, my father told me that he would send us to America for school.
在那个年代，要把孩子送到美国念书是很不容易的事情。
In his generation, to do that was not an easy task.
但是在那个年代的那个时候的我不了解。
But in that generation, during that time, I didn't understand.
等到我父亲都把我哥哥姐姐四个他们都送出去了，就剩下我了。
My father sent off my four older siblings off, and then it was just me left.
我爸爸就跟我讲说，儿子啊，家里的钱不够了，可能没有办法把你送出去了。
And then my father told me, the money is not enough. I may not be able to send you off.
在那时候的我，只有一句话，我说爸爸你偏心。
At that time, I only had one word. I said.
为什么哥哥姐姐可以，为什么我不能出去？
You show favoritism. Why do my older siblings, why can my older siblings go and not me?
我爸爸没有跟我解释什么，因为我也听不懂。
My father didn't really explain anything to me because I didn't understand.
我只知道我爸爸从那时候开始，他又多接了一份工作，早上一早我看不见他，晚上我回来的时候要睡觉，我也看不见他。
I just know from that time on, my father took on another job. Early in the morning and late at night, I couldn't see him.
但是那时候我就想说，爸爸，你这么绝情啊，你不给我念书也就不给我钱念书也就罢了，还不见我。
And then at that time, I got angrier. I thought, Dad, you don't have enough money to send me off, but now you won't even see me.
你不见，那就不要，我就搬出去了。我也不见你，我就搬出去住了。
Since you've disappeared, I'll disappear too. So I moved out.
但是。就我高中的时候我就搬出去住了。
So in high school I actually moved out.
但是还是回家因为没钱呢。
But sometimes I'll still return home because I had no money.
拿了钱又走了。
And then after I take the money I'll leave.
经过了很久，这样子的光景经过了许多年。
This situation lasted for many years.
其实我爸爸还是很想跟我说话的。
Actually, my dad still really wanted to communicate with me.
我爸爸说话不像现在什么打个电话、电子邮件发一发，那时候没有，那时候只有写信而已。
In that age, he couldn't just phone me or email me. He had to write a letter.
我只记得第一封我爸爸寄来的信，我把它打开来看。
So the first letter I got from my father, I remember opening it.
我看一看，哎，爸爸又在念我了。
I opened it and saw, oh, my dad is just scolding me again.
但没看完就把它就收起来就放在一边了。
I didn't even finish the letter. I just wrapped it up and put it aside.
第二封基本上打开我连看都没看就放在一边了。
For the second letter, I didn't really look at it at all. I just put it aside.
从此那个信就是堆积如山了。
So those letters started to pile up like a mountain.
到我年纪渐长，我开始有自己的孩子的时候，我发现什么叫做为父的心肠。
After I started to have my own children, I finally started to understand a father's heart.
我会为着孩子的所有一切，不管如何，我尽心全力，哪怕自己多吃一点苦，也要给孩子最好。
I had that understanding that we would do anything for our children, even suffer hardships as a father.
心中只有一个盼望，孩子好了就好了。
In a father's heart, there's only one hope that the child is okay.
我突然就想到，我是一个非常不孝的一个孩子，我是如此的这个顶撞了我的父亲。
I suddenly remembered how disobedient I was, how I often rebelled against my father.
但是就在那时候，我父亲已经癌症已经快到晚期了。有一次我就去台湾去看他了。
But at that time, my dad was in the terminal stages of cancer, and one time I went to Taiwan to see him.
我只记得那次探访完之后，我就准备回美国。
I remember that time after the visit, I was preparing to go back to America.
我要走之前，我亲了我爸爸额头一下，我跟爸爸讲说：“爸爸，谢谢你。”
Before I left, I kissed my father on the forehead, and I told him, "Father, I thank you."
我爸爸只是看到他眼眶整个发红，这个红，可是他却强忍着这个眼泪。
I just saw that his eyes turned red and he was really holding back his tears.
或许在他心中，他觉得儿子终于懂事了。
Perhaps in his heart, he realized, my son truly understands now.
那天晚上我回家准备行李的时候，突然发现我爸爸留的那一堆信。
When I was putting together my luggage to go back, I found that pile of letters.
一封一封的打开。
I opened each one of those letters.
同样的白底黑字，可是人不一样了。
Still the same letters, but I myself was different.
字字句句，我看到父亲的爱，父亲的心肠。
From those words and sentences, I could see the father's love.
不仅自己在神面前认罪悔改。
I not only repented before the Lord.
神也让我在那时候看到，在信的旁边就是这本圣经。
Then I also looked and saw that the Bible was right next to this pile of letters.
这是从天父来的信。
This Bible is.A letter from our Heavenly Father.
充满他多大的慈爱，多大的希望，盼望我们这一帮蒙恩拣选得而来的这些儿女，在他心意能够活得，能够是满足他的心肠。
This letter is just full of our Heavenly Father's love and mercy. He truly wishes that his chosen children can live and fulfill his will.
神的话，常常我们的第一个观念就是讲到。约束。
Often when we think of God's word, we think immediately of restrictions.
又要告诉我不要做这个，又要告诉我要做那个。
It's telling me not to do this or to do that, do's and don'ts.
神的话是引导我们进入蒙福的地步。
But God's word is truly leading us to become blessed.
是引导。
It's a guide.
我相信，当我们孩子小的时候，我们想要让他学足球。
When our children are small, young, we want them to learn soccer.
我相信你会找一个教练是一定是很会教的。
You will find a capable coach.
你那个教练就好像一步一步的告诉他你怎么踢，你怎么用力，然后往哪里踢。
The coach will lead the child step by step to teach them how to kick the ball, where to kick the ball.
这个教练最大的目的就是盼望借着这个一步一步的这个话语的引导，能够最终能够把球给踢得好。
The coach really hopes by each step by step verbal instruction will help this child be able to play soccer well.
神就是用着圣灵，用借着他的话来一步一步的引导我们 进入那蒙福的地入。
God uses His word through the Holy Spirit to lead us step by step into the eternal good.
神的话也是保护。
The Lord's word is also a protection.
我记得在当兵的时候，我们那个都会那个射击训练。
I remember when I was in the military, we had training.
射击训练是真的是用真枪实弹的。
We really use real bullets and guns for the shooting exercise.
每一个人都要带一个真实的钢盔啊。
Every one of us needed to put on a helmet.
因为就怕榴弹打到了头，可能就没命了。
Because if a bullet truly grazes you, you could just die.
但是有一次啊，一个兵啊，在那边太热了，正在射击训练，因为太热了，所以他就把钢盔拿下来。
But once a soldier during this training, he was too hot, so he took off his helmet.
那个排长就告诉看见了，就告诉他骂大声骂他，把钢盔戴上。
The commander in charge saw that and yelled at him loudly, "Put your helmet back on."
当然，那个兵啊就很不甘愿，就把他钢盔得戴上了。
The soldier very unwillingly put the helmet back on.
没有几分钟，刚好就一个榴弹就打到他钢盔上面。
Not a few minutes afterward, a bullet hit his helmet.
神的话是我们全然的保护。
God's word is truly our ultimate protection.
免于这个罪恶玷污侵犯了我们。
So that the filth of this world will not influence us.
能够保守在他自己的心肠里面。
He will keep us in His will.
在提摩太后书那边也讲到，神的话是要叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Second Timothy also tells us that His word is there to equip us for every good work.
那个完全不仅是让我们讲到成熟啊。
That completeness that the word brings isn't just talking about maturity.
那是更是说到一件事情，让我们各方各面都不缺乏。
It is also telling us that we will not be lacking in anything.
我们不再缺乏任何事情了。
We will no longer lack anything.
所以我们在这边看到神的律法跟前面第一节那边讲到恶人的计谋是完全很鲜明的一个对比。
So we can see that God's word has a clear contrast to the counsel of the wicked.
把什么东西放在我们的这个我们的脑袋，我们的心里，却带出完全不一样的结局。
Whatever you put in your head, the result can be very different based on what you use.
诗人这边告诉我们，一个真正敬虔、喜爱、听从神的话的教导的人。
The psalmist tells us someone who truly delights in the law of the Lord.
他是更乐意让神自己的话光照我们，纠正我们，甚至驳斥我们，告诉我们在地上如何过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
This sort of person is willing for the word of God to truly shine on us, correct us, even expose us so that we can walk according to the Lord's will.
昼夜思想这件事情。
Meditating day and night.
默想。这个现在在这个年代当中有好多所谓的默想冥想的东西。
Today, in this day and age, there are many exercises for meditation.
但是在圣经里面这个默想不是现在什么瑜伽那种冥想的东西啊。
But the meditation here is not talking about yoga.
也不是叫你放空心思不要去想事情啊。
It's not telling you to empty your mind and not to think about anything.
在这里面告诉我们，我们昼夜思想是有对象的，乃是我们神自己，我们的主。
Here, meditating day and night has a focus. You are doing it. You are meditating on our Lord.
是有内容的，是神的话。
There is content to this meditation, which is the Word of God.
昼夜思想其实是神盼望神的话能够充充满满的在我们的心思里面。
Meditating day and night means God's Word will thoroughly fill us.
什么是默想？
What is meditation?
是神借着圣灵，用着圣经，对我们的心再说一次话。
It's God using the Holy Spirit and using His Word to once again speak to our hearts.
是我们的神借着圣灵，用着圣经，对我们心再说一次话。
It's God using the Holy Spirit, using His Word to once again speak to our hearts.
当年神如何吹气在那些写圣经的这些作者身上，他如今也要吹气在我们里面。
Just as God breathed on those who wrote the word of God, He also wants to breathe into our hearts.
让我们这个人在话语当中，我们能够与他的关系是新鲜的，是活泼的，而且是有功效的。
So that our experience with the Lord will be fresh and will have results.
马丁路德就曾经讲了，我们与神能够默想主话，就好像是神对我的心讲一篇道。
Martin Luther once said, "For us to meditate on the Lord's word is like God preaching a sermon to us."
以至于我的心因感动而呼求神。
So that my heart is touched and I call out for the Lord.
这里面看到我们与神的交通，借着这个祷告，借着读经，借着默想，我们与神的关系是互相对话，是真实活泼的。
Our relationship with the Lord should be like this, through prayer, through the word, through meditation. It's an interactive relationship.
就好像仿佛我们这个人彻底彻头彻尾的浸在神的话语之中，圣灵可以自由在我们里面运行和工作。
So that we are thoroughly drenched in the word of God, and the Holy Spirit can freely move in us to do His work.
在诗篇当中也有一些很多地方我们都看到这样的例子。
In the Word of God, we see other examples of this.
诗篇第四十二篇啊，曾经那边讲到，我的心呐、啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？
In Psalm 42, for example, it talks about David telling himself, "My soul, why are you cast down? Why are you so disturbed in me?"
他在跟谁说话？
Who is he talking to here?
他在对我的心说话。
He's talking to his own soul.
在诗篇第103篇第二节那边说到，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
In Psalm 103, verse 2 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits."
因着神的话的感动，我们这个人能够向神呼求。
Because the Lord of the Word of God touches us, then we can call out to the Lord.
以前呢，我的祷告像报告。
In the past, my prayers were like reports.
拿起电话来，就好像就跟主讲话讲啊，主啊，我这个不行，我这个需要你怜悯，我这个需要你的帮助，主啊，你来救我。
It's like picking up the phone and just telling the Lord, "Oh, I can't do this. This is difficult. I need your help here and there."
祷告完就结束了。
After I pray, I finish.
如果今天打电话跟一个弟兄打电话，拿起电话讲了好久，挂了。
If today I talk to a brother, I pick up the phone, talk for a long time, and then hang up.
这弟兄会怎么想？
How will this brother feel?
嘉伟可能需要帮助啊。
Maybe brother Wayne really needs help.
当我们读了主话，能够默想，是允许神对我们心说话。
When we meditate on the Lord, this is allowing the Lord to speak to our heart.
与他有一个真实的交通。
To have a true fellowship with Him.
我们能够思想他一切的伟大和圣洁。
We can think on all His greatness and His holiness.
我们能够真正饱尝他自己一切丰盛的慈爱。
We can truly taste His wonderful mercy and loving kindness.
在罗马书曾经有一个很短的一节，叫做阿爸父。
There is a very short verse in Romans. It's just talking about Abba Father.
有一次当我真正默想的时候，我突然整个人流泪。
One time when I was meditating on the word, I began to weep.
阿爸，感谢你，你真是我的阿爸父。
Abba, I truly thank you. You're my Abba Father.
圣灵能够同证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit will agree in us that we are God's children.
不仅仅是脑袋认识知道。而是心中里面真实知道那个关系是何等的真实和活泼。
It's not just something we know in our heads, but that in our hearts, through the Holy Spirit, we know this connection is real.
神真的很盼望我们在借着昼夜思想神的话的时候，我们这个人真是全然的浸透在神的话语当中。
God truly hopes that as we meditate on His word day and night, we can be thoroughly drenched in His word.
这不是律法的要求。
This is not a requirement of the law.
这是能够真实的让基督安家在我们里面。
This is truly inviting Christ into our lives.
盼望我们都能够像玛丽一样，玛利亚一样，能够安静在他脚前，
May we
知道他对我们心说话。
May we all be like Mary, quiet before the Lord's feet, knowing what He wants to say to our hearts.
这是福气。
This is a blessing.
诗人说，当我们这样子的一个人，他说这个人就好像是一棵树栽在溪水旁。
The psalmist tells us, when we are like this, we are like a tree planted by streams of water.
一个昼夜思想主话的人是栽在溪水旁。
A person who meditates on the law day and night is like a tree planted by streams of water.
如果你有圣经，你特别把那个栽给圈起来。
If you circle the word planted in your Bible,
真正的一个进入住在主里面是那个栽的动作。
To abide in the Lord, that is what planted means.
这个栽是指被动，是讲到树把主权交给栽种的人。
Planted is also in the passive voice. It's giving up one's power to the Lord.
主，我们这个人生命肯不肯把我们自己的生命主权交给父，让他来栽种我们？
Are we willing to give over the sovereignty of our lives to the Lord so that He can plant us?
栽在溪水旁有一个 很重要的目的，就是扎根能够成长。
To be planted by streams of water, an important goal is to be able to grow and to bear fruit.
基督徒若是有一个很好的扎根的生活，你放心，上面结果子是自然的，不成问题的。
If a Christian is well planted, to bear fruit is not a problem.
要结果就要扎根。
If you want to bear fruit, then you have to be well planted.
这个扎根是说到你自己的隐藏的生活，你自己内室的生活，人看不见的生活到底是如何。
To have your roots planted, this is talking about your secret life, your inner life, the life that no one else can see.
我们人喜欢在人前做很多事情。
We often as people like to do things in front of others.
让人家看到，哎呀，这个年轻人多爱主啊，这个多摆上啊，这个多热心啊。
To let other people see, oh, this young man, this young woman, so passionate for the Lord, look at them serving.
但是我们的人看不见的生活到底是如何？
But what is it like, that life that no one can see?
我们跟主是不是形同陌生人呢？
Are we truly communicating in fellowship with our Lord?
基督徒软弱不是没有道理的。
For Christians to be weak, it's not illogical.
当我们不肯扎根，一定软弱。
If we're not willing to be well planted, we will definitely be weak.
会发生。
And this weakness will happen.
扎在哪里？
Where are we planted?
扎在基督里，扎在圣灵里面，扎在主的话里面。
We should be planted in Christ, in God's word.
不要再到处外面再去寻找什么东西能够帮助基督徒了，就是主的话。
Don't look outside for anything else that can help Christians. It is truly the word of God.
格罗西书那边说到，你们既然领受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更加增长了。哥罗西书第二章六到七节，二章六到七节。
Okay, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6-7, it says, So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith, as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
当你真正的这个扎的时候，你实在是与这个生命的源头，真是重新有一个真实的连结。
When you are rooted and built up, then you have a true connection.With our Lord.
你只有扎在基督里面，你才会看见在他里面的一切的丰富，一切的恩典。
Only when you are rooted in Christ will you see the fullness and grace of Christ.
这一棵树不仅栽在溪水旁，它产生了不一样的果效。
Not only is this tree planted by streams of water, it also has a fruit.
这一栽，整个溪水一切的养分成为这个树的供应。
After being planted, all the streams of water become provision for this tree.
毫无保留的滋润，让这个树能够不住的成长。
The water continually allows the tree to flourish.
这一摘啊，这一棵树开始有意义了，开始有价值了。
After being planted, this tree has purpose, has value.
按时候结果子。
Yielding its fruit in season.
结果子是必然的事情。
To yield fruit in season is a must.
你就会发现果子就从里面生命长大丰富到一个地步，果子自然出来了。
So you see that the fruit is being born and then later blossoms and bears fruit. This is a natural process.
主说常在我里面的我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。
The Lord said, He who abides in me, I will abide in him, he will bear much fruit.
你们多结果子，就是我门徒了。
If you bear much fruit, then you are my true disciples.
你们若是结果子，你们就是荣耀我的父了。
If you bear much fruit, you are glorifying my Father.
你会发现这棵树栽在那里，整棵树是一个健康，是一个强壮的生命。
So you see, when this tree is planted by streams of water, it has a healthy, strong life.
这棵树不见得是时时都有果子啊。
This tree might not have fruit all the time.
也是说到我们这个人若是扎在这个基督里面，我们不一定天色常蓝哦。
Just like us abiding in Christ, that doesn't mean we are bearing fruit every day.
这棵树一定会遇到冬天无法结果子。
This tree will surely meet winter and then will not be able to bear fruit.
但是这你会看见有我们就好像我们的人生有时候你外面看不见那个成功。
So just like our lives, sometimes you don't see that success on the outside.
但是因着这个扎根的树，所以它仍然能够拥有这个绿意盎然的这个生命在它里面。
But because this tree is planted, there is still the life within.
即使情势恶劣，
even if things are difficult,
即使这些磨难当头，
even in times of trial and temptation,
你会看见真正扎根扎得好的这树，它的年轮继续的增加一圈。
You will see that a tree that is truly planted well, the rings will continue to grow year by year.
那个活泼生命在它里面还是非常兴旺的。
The abundant life in him is still alive and well.
这个生命让你能够胜过这个寒冷的冬天。
This life will allow the tree to withstand the cold of winter.
这个生命可以带你经过狂风暴雨的环境。
This life will also allow the tree to withstand all storm and tempest.
我们若真正紧紧地扎在基督里面，
If we are truly rooted well in Christ,
这个生命一定带领我们经历罪恶，经历这个所有一切的风暴，能够战胜罪恶。
This life will allow us to withstand all tempests and will be able to resist sin and temptation.
有时候你真会发现，真是恶势力越大的时候，反而越让我们能够紧紧的抓住神。
You will see sometimes that when the powers of darkness are strongest, we are then grabbing hold of the Lord more firmly.
好像这恶劣的环境就好像一把锤一样，把我们牢牢地钉在神的爱中。
Just like a hammer, the things of the world, it's hammering us so that we are fully nailed in Christ.
使我们的心更渴望神的爱，能够更要寻求他的面。
To allow us to thirst after the Lord's love even more, to seek His face.
大卫之所以打败歌利亚，是因为他平常与主的关系是活泼的。
David could defeat Goliath because his normal daily routine relationship with the Lord was very good.
他遇见哥利亚的时候，他就说：“今日耶和华必将你交在我手中，使普天下的人都知道以色列人中有神。”
When David met Goliath, he said, "Today the Lord will deliver you into my hand, so that all Israel, all people will know it, there is truly a God in Israel."
大卫的得胜不是在那一场征战得胜，乃是在平常看不见的生活就是一个得胜的生活。
David didn't just gain the victory in that one single battle, but in his daily life, he was already gaining the victory.
一个人栽在基督里面，我们才有可能有能力不从不战不做。
Only if we are rooted, abiding in Christ, will we be able to do this, to not walk stand or sin.
我们才有力量过一个圣洁的生活。
Only then will we have the strength to live a holy life.
你一定要认识我们这个天然人是没有能力胜过罪恶的。
You have to understand our natural life in us, we are not able to withstand sin.
罪恶, 试探一到, 我们这个人一定倒。
In our flesh, when we see sin or temptation, we will surely fall.
除非我们肯来到他面前, 扎根在他里面。
Unless we are willing to come before our Lord to be rooted in Him.
没有根, 我们一定随从, 我们一定会站, 我们一定会坐。
If we don't have this root, we will surely walk, stand, and sit.
所以求神帮助我们, 让我们看见神话语中的奇妙。
So may the Lord help us see the wonder, the grace of His Word.
因为主的话就是灵, 就是生命, 祂的话如生命的活水, 能够滋润我们, 使我们能够在祂里面不住地增长。
Because His Word is life, His Spirit. It is like a living fountain of water that will water us.
所以求神帮助我们, 唯喜爱耶和华的律法, 昼夜思想, 一直到蒙福的地步, 盼望我们也能够成为那溪水旁的树, 能够一直浸根, 把我们的根 能够浸润在这个活水的泉源里面。
So may the Lord help us that our delight can be in the law of the Lord, that we will meditate on His law day and night, that He will help us become this tree planted by streams of water to live on that living water.
第四节做了另外一个对比。
In verse 4, we have another comparison.
恶人并不是这样。
Not so the wicked.
乃像糠皮被风吹散。
They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
在这个人里面没有神的话。
In this wicked person, there's no word of God.
在这个人里面没有根。
There's no root in this person.
糠皮就是像是在这个谷里面的外面的壳一样。 外面的壳,
the chaff is the outer husk of wheat.
以前这个收稻谷的时候, 这个要碾碎这个外壳, 然后把它一抛, 这个风一吹, 那个糠皮就吹走了, 那个比较重的这个果, 那个稻, 就掉下来了。
In the past, when they gather up bundles of harvest, grain harvest, they'll get rid of this outer husk so that the wind can blow it away and save the grain.
这边讲到糠皮是没生命的。
This here tells us chaff has no life.
糠皮因为没有根, 它是随波逐流。
Because it has no root, it's just flying where the wind goes.
就好像这个人我们不扎在耶稣基督里面, 外面怎么说, 我们就怎么听了。
Just like us, if we are not rooted in Christ, whatever wind or direction the world goes, we are listening to them.
你会不会有发现说有些人很好骗了,你一说他就被骗了。
Do you find that some people are very gullible? Whatever you say, they get tricked.
因为没有根,困难一来,人就退后了。Because
they have no root, so whenever trouble comes,
因为没有根,罪恶一来,我们这个人就被拆毁了。
Because there is no root, whenever sin comes to meet us, then we are destroyed.
没有根的人, 他的结局站立不住。
A person who is rootless, he cannot stand.
糠皮原来跟种子是这么的接近, 就在一起的。
The chaff originally was so close to the grain. They were together.
但是在永恒当中, 他的结局却是这么的遥远。
But in eternity, their outcomes are so vastly different.
一棵树栽在溪水旁, 按时候结果子, 这是神的应许。
A tree planted by streams of water will bear fruit in season. This is God's promise.
这也是蒙福的人生。
This is also the life of a blessed person.
这也决定了我们将来在神面前是否能够站立得住。
This also will determine whether we can stand before our Lord in eternity.
当你一棵圣诞树啊, 有时候我们常常很多人过这个圣诞节啊,
Some of us who celebrate Christmas, maybe they'll buy a Christmas tree, put it in our home.
圣诞树砍下来就已经走向死亡了。
After you chop off a Christmas tree, that tree is already going toward death.
你可以装饰,
you could decorate it.
但是, 它与生命的源头断绝了，结局就是奔向死亡。
But this tree has already been cut off from the life source, so it is going toward death.
离了主，我们一定枯干。Without
our Lord, away from our Lord, we will truly wither up.
我们与主的关系一定是断绝。Our
life will truly be cut off from the Lord.
这篇诗篇告诉我们，我们今天地在地上。 到底活什么？
This psalm is asking us, how are we living in this world today?
我们是好像在奔向死亡呢？
Are we moving toward death?
还是我们因着基督活泼的持续的连结，活在基督的丰盛的生命之中呢？
Or because of Christ's abundant connection with us, are we living in this abundant life?
求神帮助我们，一方面看见这是一个严肃的事情。
May the Lord help us. On the one hand, we should see that this is a serious issue.
让我们也看见，在这个好像不可能的后面，却有一个神的恩典。
But let us also see that behind this impossibility of man, there is the grace of God.
神为我们存留一条蒙福恩典的道路。
God has saved for us a blessed way full of grace.
一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
A tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season.
这个诗篇我读了好多年。
This psalm I have read for many years.
有一年真正神光照了我。
One year, God truly enlightened me.
我看见神伟大的应许。
I saw God's great promise.
跪在神面前。
I knelt before my Lord.
主盼望你的话的真实能够成就在我心中。
I pray, Lord, may your word be truly fulfilled in me.
巴不得我们在神面前一同看见，我是葡萄树，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
May the Lord really reveal to us, I am the true vine, the Lord is the keeper.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。
I am the true vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me, I will abide in him and he will bear much fruit.
我的果子在神面前也要长存直到永远。
My fruit will also last to eternity.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主盼望那简单的话语放在我们心中，能够成就你自己极深的美意。
Lord, may these simple words placed in our hearts truly fulfill your blessed will.
让我们这个读了又读的这么熟悉的话语，在我们心中再也不平凡了。
Let these familiar words which we've read again and again not be ordinary words in our hearts.
求主祝福你的儿女，祝福你的百姓。
Lord, please bless your sons and daughters. Please bless your people.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.